I was born January the 24th, 1906. I was born at New Bradwell, and I came to live in Wolverton when I was a small child. I'll put it like that. My first recollection of school, the teachers, we had a teacher in each class, but you never went in another class all the while you was in school. You kept in your one class until your 12 months was up, and then you went up into the next class.
Can you just say your name into the thing?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Ethel Dowdy.
Lovely.
And Miss Haynes was the headmistress of the infant school.
Do you remember any other teachers' names?
Miss Vickers. She used to live over in this street. Her name was Mary Vickers. She was a school teacher. And there was a Miss Full, she was a school teacher. Oh, and a Miss G and Miss Fry. They were the four I can recollect of the downstairs in the infant school.
Was that like one for each of the different years? As you
Oh, yes, you went up in the years, you see. As when you started, every September then, when you started after the September holiday, which was only 4 weeks, dead 4 weeks, you went up into your new class.
Everybody went up?
Everybody went up and into the new class.
Was there an exam or anything you had to take before you went up?
Oh, well, we used to have an examination every year of your sums and composition you had to do, and you were marked on that, and your other work, you was marked according to what teacher considered you done like.
Can you tell me a bit about this drawing in the sand? Did everybody do that?
All the children that started, yes.
The very young.
Because that was very, very young. All you done was really drawing in the sand, and playing, and teacher reading to you, having a ride on the rocking horse. Used to think that
was a rocking horse in the classroom.
Yes, the rocking horse was there in the classroom. In fact, I think it's in the school today. I don't know. There was a rocking horse. And we all had a ride, one on the horse and one each side, you know, in the baskets.
So is a rocking horse with two little...
Yeah.
What else was there in the smallest children's classroom? A sand pit, was it?
Well, you see, you all had your own little chair. You didn't sit at a desk, you sat at a table. Little low table, and I was no higher than that, you see. Mm. Just in a little tiny chair you used to sit, all in your own chair. Wherever you went, you took your little chair with you to sit down. We had games in the classroom, and also we used to go into the hall when we first went in after the assembly out in the playground.
That was the whole school, was it?
The whole school went into the hall.
No, in the playground, you said?
Upstairs and all, but they was in their own playground, you see.
First thing every morning, everybody met in...
Everybody went in the playground. You weren't allowed in school unless you'd got a sick note and your mother took you and that you was poorly and she didn't consider that you should stay outside till... You see, you didn't go in school till 9 o'clock.
On the dot,
nine o'clock. Yeah, 9 o'clock.
And then there was an assembly in school, wasn't there?
Yes, afterwards you went into the hall. You went in the cloakroom, hung up your clothes, and then you went into the... filed into the hall, all in rows in your classes, and then Miss Haynes opened the school with a prayer.
What would that be?
Well, the Lord's Prayer and just a little... prayer that she used to say, bless the children and your parents and that sort of thing. Just a little prayer. Well, it was only 10 minutes, so you know you didn't have a lot. You all led after the... Oh, and you sung a hymn. You all sung a hymn, and we had a different hymn for each day. So we all knew the hymns, you see. But if you was a Roman Catholic, you weren't obliged to go into the hall.
Yes.
You went into your own classroom. And, they used to have to sit quiet, and 9 times out of 10, they were reading their scriptures. You see what I mean?
Mm. So you knew a different hymn for every day of the
year? Yeah, every day of the week we had a different hymn.
Oh, and then it would be the same hymns the next week, would it?
Yes, near enough. Unless it got Christmas time or Easter time, she picked those sort of hymns. And then, of course, we did have a scripture lesson, which I don't know whether they have them now. We learnt our hymn book and our Bible.
Every day, was there?
Every day. There was half an hour laid for that, first thing in the morning.
You know, you said there were other games in the classroom. There was a rocking horse, there was the little chairs and the sand. What other games were there in the classroom?
Well, just children's play, you know, little rounders and hide and seek and hide the things and that sort of thing. Only small games, not a lot. You see, and teacher used to read to us, and then we used to, well, we learned our alphabet and that sort of thing.
Can you remember
But
any
you'd
of
done
the...
them in the sand, you see.
What sort of stories did you get read? Can you remember?
Oh, little fairy tales, you know, all sorts of little fairy tales. Jack and the Beanstalks and Red Riding Hood and them sort of things.
So it was, what age did you start doing?
Well, you see, as you went up in the different classes, so you started doing higher work, then we'll say. You see, you started your reading and your writing. You know, writing the alphabet and writing work, putting words together and that sort of thing. You understand my meaning. Today they go ah, ba, don't they? Well, we didn't. We went A, B, C. We learnt the letters distinctly, and you printed them on a paper.
What about slates? Did you ever write on a slate?
No, I never had a slate. We only had the sand in the first class, and then you went to your pencil and paper. And as you went up through the school, so you had a pen. But you had one of them old-fashioned pens that had a nib in, you know.
Ink pen?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You had a. It was a piece of wood with a holder on the end, and you put the nib in it. It's not like they have today, not the pen.
And what, did you just dip it in
the ink? And you dipped it in the inkwell on your desk. Each desk had a little inkwell in, you see. And a lift-up lid, and you kept all your books in there.
How old do you have to be to get a pen? How old would you
Well, I was just saying, we got up into the... See, how many... There were six... Yeah, six classes, that's right. And when you went upstairs, it was seven, because you used to go... Used to say you was in standard one, standard two, and went on like that, you see, when you got upstairs, because the girls was upstairs, the older girls. It was only the infants downstairs. We were all little girls, mind you. No, the little boys come then.
You and little boys and little girls?
Yeah, little boys and little girls. But as you got older, you see, the boys went down into Church Street, and the headmaster there was Mr. Hipsley.
Right. So the little boys and little girls would play in the sand together? And
oh, yeah,
that.
Yeah. Well, you only had your own tray, mind you. You weren't sitting down playing with sand. You were drawing. You got a tray in front of you, and you were drawing, or, you know, and writing in all sorts of things in your tray. Oh, no, you didn't play in the sand
so
like that.
You had
that.
One tray each?
Yeah.
And the teacher would come round
yes,
you?
And see what you was actually doing, or doing what she told you to do, such like. You'd begin to learn your alphabet, drawing the letters in, A, B, C, D, and such like. And then you gradually, you put the words together, like doing cat, rat, and mouse, and all that sort of business. They were the sort of words you learnt at first. Until you gradually began to do your sentence as you went up through the school.
Do you remember any of your friends when you were that young?
Well, we all used to play together. I didn't really have any friends, not to say friends. I'd got brothers and sisters, and I had to go home and look after them, you see. There wasn't so much playing about, you know, them days. You had to look after the brothers and sisters.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
You know, there was five of us, you see. When I was ill, like my sister, for instance, had scarlet fever.
Did she?
And I was at home from school 8 weeks. I wasn't allowed to go to the school, and I wasn't allowed to play with a child outside.
Because they thought you might have it as
yes.
well?
You see, they don't do that today.
When was that? How old were you when you had to stay at home?
I lived down the other end of the street then. I was about eight, I should think.
And you had to stay at home?
Yes, I had to stay at home 8 weeks, because they reckoned that it was an 8 weeks period for scarlet fever.
A lot of children used to stay off school with things like scarlet fever, didn't they?
Oh, yes, everybody. Oh, if you've got scarlet fever in the house, you had to stay at home, all the lot of you.
Any other things where you had to stay at home, you weren't allowed in? Whooping
My
cough.
Mumps. And measles. You never went to school with them sort of complaint.
And was that quite common? Did a lot of people get measles, mumps?
Yeah, but I was one of the fortunate ones. I didn't have anything. I went all through. I had mumps. That's right, because it went through the house that particular time. My mum and all had it then. I had mumps and had measles, and now the only two complaints I've had all through my life.